jasný vole, host.
Okay, can we start the recording for the next session? So, David, over to you to introduce the next session.
All right, this session we are going to have some discussion about the motions that will be on the agenda for the council meeting on Wednesday. We're mostly here really trying to work out whether they're likely to be controversial and or whether we are likely to want to have a lot of discussion. And also we do have a couple of things to tidy up in terms of many of them several of the motions have board council liaisons and so on that are not yet attached. So we'll just go through the motions in order if anyone has, unless anyone has any particular preferred order. So starting with the motion to adopt the revised GNSO operating procedures to address resubmission of a motion and working group self-assessment. Now this is the motion that was given to us from the SCI, the Standard Committee on Improvements. It was, I understand, full consensus of the SCI, and I don't believe there's anything else we need to change about this. We need to add to this motion currently. So I'm going to ask, does anyone feel that we need extensive discussion on this motion on Wednesday? Or should I move on to the next item on the agenda? Does anyone feel we're going to need to discuss this one on Wednesday? This will affect council operating procedures, so I think we should discuss it to that extent to understand what we all, so that we all understand what, how the procedures have changed, but I don't see it as being controversial. That being said, we'll move on to the next one. The next one is the motion on the adoption of a charter for a cross-community working group to develop a framework for the use of country and territory names as top-level domains. This motion made by John Barad, seconded Mikey O'Connor and Osvaldo Novoa. Now, I don't think this one is likely to be controversial in terms of us voting for it, but Mikey, you have a comment?
It's very minor. I'd like to be removed from the seconder. I was seconding the wrong motion on the list, and Osvaldo has vastly better understanding of this than me.
Yep, noted. I think we'll make that change in the agenda. Now, the other thing about this motion, again, presuming no one is planning to vote against it, but the motion as it stands. What? I'm presuming no one is going to vote against it. Is anyone planning to vote against it? No. But the motion as it stands does not have the has blanks for the GNSO co-chair and GNSO council liaison.
And can I also ask a question regarding
yes,
this?
Yes, absolutely.
So, as far as I understand it, since this working group will be limited to the ISO, it's in English, the ISO list for countries and territories. So do we know if they have considered expanding the scope to consider also issues such as territory names outside of this list? This is a question that I have.
Like a regional name?
Yeah, so for instance, I think that these issues are going to be also considered by the GAC, because at the GAC communique from Durban, they recommend that, I'm quoting here, I can collaborate with the GAC in refining for future rounds the applicant guidebook with regard to the protection of terms with national, cultural, geographic, and religious significance in accordance with the 2007 GAC principles on UTTLDs. So in this framework, and as we know, the GAC will be really addressing these issues. So wouldn't this limit of the charter mean like a loss of opportunity for our community to discuss these issues? And the question is, do we really want this discussion not to have it as a community when these issues are going to be addressed by the GAC at some point? This is going to be back on us. And so that's the question, if we want to have this discussion, because this will be affecting us as different parties of the community.
Does anyone want to answer that question? Yep, John.
This is John Burrard. The motion is cast very narrowly against the charter, which addresses specifically the ISO 3166 names list. It also in the appendix C specifically limits or notes that it will not be engaging in any discussion that would impinge upon the new GTLD program. And therefore should be viewed as separate and apart from the work of the GAC. In talking to the folks at the CCNSO, I suggested that there is a possibility, of course, that the fact that this is a cross-community working group, thereby drawing in people who are not from the CCNSO, might cause the mission to try to creep into some other areas, and if it were to, then by policy, it would have to go back to the CCNSO Council, because that would be a change in the initiative, I can't say how it would come out, but I suspect that it would be reasserted as being very limited in its scope, limited to the ISO 3166 names. For countries and territories, and the regional names and colloquial names that have caused that have drawn attention in the new GTLD program would continue down that other track.
Thank you for that reply, John. And I'd also add, while I'm not very familiar with this working group myself, I'm remembering from, I think, Bart's answer to this, to a similar question yesterday. I think he said, noted that while it is restricted to the ISO 3166 list, it will be addressing their uses in ways other than those, that extend beyond those listed in, that will be considered by the GAC. So it will be, the GAC is really only looking at top-level domains. This will be used in second levels and so on. So it does have, definitely has work that it will not be infringe on the decision of the area considered by the GAC. But yet they are planning to strictly limit it to ISO 3166 at this point. So
it's only...
Does that answer your question?
So the working group is only about second level? That's what...
I don't think it's only about second level.
Oh.
But it's only about the
ISO.
List that's ISO 3166.
Exactly. So that's my question. Why don't we rather have a discussion about this at the community level? That's the question. If this is going to be back on us at some point. Maybe I'm not understanding the answer, but my question is, don't we want the community to have a discussion on these issues that, for instance, the Patagonia issue that came in the first round and then all those names that are conflicting?
I don't think we have a good answer. I mean, perhaps I'll take John's answer as saying perhaps we do, but it's not in this motion or this working group.
So, in spirit of full disclosure, there are incredible similarities between the guts of this charter and motion and the guts of the drafting team charter and motion to follow, which speak to a methodology for developing cross-community working group initiation, procedure, and output. The primary reason why I agreed to be the sponsor for it before the GNSO Council. Because of the limited scope of this charter, it does not preclude anything that we might choose to do otherwise. So.
Thank you.
Next question, we have two people at the stand. So, Christine?
Oh, actually, Avery, go ahead.
No? Oh, Avery?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Avery speaking in CSG. I think I'm confused. In fact, no, I know I'm confused. We've got this, and it's giving advice. I'm not exactly sure when we've got two SOs talking, what we mean by advice, exactly whom that advice is being given to. And since this does relate to a topic that is ongoing in GTLDs in terms of second-level names, I'm just wondering, has there been a thought to what the process is for when you've gotten advice out of this, then what is it that is done with it? Does this feed into a PDP? Does this feed into, what do we do with this advice once we've got it? And I'm not clear exactly on that at all.
John?
It's advice to the CCNSO Council.
Okay. So when you say it doesn't impinge on us, it really has absolutely nothing to do with us.
I don't know. Is that a trick question?
No, it's merely symbolic of my lack of understanding and my confusion.
The CCNSO Council is looking for advice from a cross-community working group on the on creating a single policy with regard to the use of the names that are in the ISO 31666 list. That's what they're looking for. It's very narrowly cast.
A single policy for the CCNSO?
That's correct.
Not a single policy in relation to these names.
What?
Well, if there's this, what happens?
Isn't that two halves of the same grapefruit? I mean, no.
Well, if we have a single policy that's the CCNSO's policy, is that also a GNSO policy?
No.
So we can have another single policy.
Yes, but.
No, this is Marika. I mean, this work comes from the study group that was initiated some time ago, and this was one of the recommendations. So as I understand this, is that indeed the recommendations would go back to all the councils or advisory groups that participate in this, and based on whether they adopt it, that will then move up. And as you say, if there are indeed specific recommendations, because again, I think the idea is here that this affects both CCTLDs as well as GTLDs, but indeed, depending on what the outcome is, further steps may need to be taken in the GNSO depending on the recommendations that indeed may need to go to a PDP or may need to be factored into discussions on a new GTLD program. But I think this is just a first conversation between groups that face similar issues to try and understand, can we come up with a framework that from both sides receives the support. That's at least how I've understood it.
So in other words, this is to try and move forward to a single policy that then comes back to us and goes back to them, and we all talk about it further. Great. Thanks for clearing up my confusion.
Christina?
The question that Gabby asked is exactly why I posed the question yesterday to Bart, to try and figure out how the two issues integrated. And as I understand it, they don't. And I would go a step further and say that to the extent that there is any view on the council that perhaps there is an effort or there should be an effort to modify this charter, I would really strongly caution against that. This is the CCNSO council's charter. This is their motion. I remember the tongue lashing I got from Mikey 3 or 4 meetings ago after mucking around with working group recommendations. And I would just say that in the interests of kind of keeping the multi-stakeholder model somewhat harmonious at the SO level, don't do it. If you want to have a different motion that takes on that issue, by all means, but I wouldn't muck around with this.
Thank you. Next.
Greg Shatton again. First point I want to bring up is that based on what I could see from what the GAC was discussing yesterday, this very subject was actually the subject of fairly extensive discussion at the GAC and related to how each country might control and the whether their ISO 31666 tag could be used as a second level domain. So I'm concerned, maybe concerned on behalf of the CCNSO, but concerned for us as well, that we could end up with another IGO, INGO, PDP versus the GAC type of collision of policy and recommendation and advisory bodies here. So the idea that this is, while it's narrowly cast, that's great, but the fact is that the GAC seems to be dealing with it as well at the same time as this is being formed. So I have no idea how these two streams are going to come together or whether it's going to be a mess or not, but I caution all of us that this has the capacity for trouble if my understanding of what's going on at the GAC is correct. The second point is that apparently this working group has a meeting on Thursday scheduled on the, but I don't know who from the GNSO is getting there. I haven't seen any call for members, so I'm wondering, you know, what process are we using to put our people into this working group, which apparently is meeting in 96 hours, with or without a charter? Thank you.
Marika? Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think that the meeting is scheduled a bit on the same nomer as, you know, let's just get it on the schedule, and it's more, I think, intended as an informal, you know, those that are interested in the topic, let's get together and just, you know, meet each other. But a formal call for volunteers would obviously follow. I think it follows the same as what we're doing for the cross-community working group on the framework of principles. You know, that charter's on the agenda for Wednesday, and there's also a meeting on Thursday. But again, as I understand it, it's more attended, like, now that we have the opportunity and are here, let's get some people in the room that may be interested in volunteering, you know, give them some more information about what it's about, of course, followed then by a formal call for volunteers and formal meetings. At least that's how I've understood it.
Thanks. My one last point would be, I don't know if the name, country and territory names, means something in the CCNSO, if it only means the ISO 316 list, but from the point of view of someone who doesn't think about things that way, country and territory names would lead me to think, like Gabby does, that this may be about actual names of countries and territories. So I hear the caution not to muck around with another group's charter, but I wonder whether this name could be considered misleading. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd also like to partially answer your question, Greg, as who from the GNSO should be going to this meeting, is hopefully the two people that we appoint as GNSO co-chair and council liaison, which we still don't have names for. I'd just like to remind the meeting. So do we have anyone willing to volunteer for that right now? Or if not...
Yeah, I would like to volunteer for liaison.
Yep, thank you. And
this is Gabby for the transcript.
Yep.
Gabriela Slack. Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Gabby. And do we have anyone willing to be co-chair on this one? Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just looking at the motion, I'm not sure if it actually requires a council member to do so. I don't know if this is as well a call that maybe can go to some of the stakeholder groups and constituencies, because I do know that some GNSO members were very active, for example, in the study group that came before this. So, unless, of course, the council decides that this should be a council member that serves as a chair, but if no one is willing to come forward here,
you're,
maybe...
No, you're quite right. The co-chair is not required to be a council member, and I would ask all of us to go back to our stakeholder groups and ensure that we have at least that we have a co-chair for this.
I'd like to volunteer.
You'd like to volunteer? Thank
yes.
you. And your name is?
John McCabe, Dot Who's Who Registry, and new GTLD.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I think that probably concludes everything we have to talk about on that motion. Does anyone have any further questions to talk about on that motion? Yes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
My name is John McCabe, Dot Who's Who Registry, New York, Monte Carlo, Hong Kong. And I think that I read last Friday, I'm sure you're all aware, that the U.S. government has announced that they are spinning off the ownership of ICANN to ICANN. So this, and their one sort of thing was that they didn't want any other government group to take a controlling stake or have a great deal of control. And I, having just gone through this whole new GTLD process, I can say that if we want to see slow become glacial, then we will end up with a United Nations running the show. So I really think that the, my comment about this is that, you know, and I think Avril's, I think it's Avril. Yes. Her remark about is what the GSO comes up with going to come back and be held on the GNSO is very relevant, because this is going to be the opportunity now for the game to change and for the CC groups to start having more influence on the generic groups. And I think that's a really sensitive time, and people have to be really aware of that, because there's actually kind of no reason that the two should be one should be subsidiary to the other. And I think that's a really important thing. And I think it's a really important thing to give a lot of attention to this now. So that's my comment.
Thank you. Mikey.
I don't know the gentleman's name because I've never met him, but I do want to caution the council to put a relatively inexperienced chair into a joint CCNSO, GNSO working group like that. I'd like to leave that one at least open for further discussion.
Absolutely.
I'm just actually seconding Mikey's comments. I was thinking maybe John would fit in the shoes, but he's not raising. Anyway, but I'm actually seconding.
Come with me.
You'll pay for that.
I think we'll just recognize that we have a volunteer and that we can decide make the final decision on Wednesday. So unless we have any further comments on that, I'll move on to motion 3, motion for approval of a charter for a cross-community working group to develop a finalised framework of operating principles for future cross-community working groups. So the cross-community working group charter. This motion made by John Barad, seconded by Mikey O'Connor. I don't think anyone is planning to vote against this. If you are, please let us know. But we are currently lacking a council liaison. Do we have any comments on this, or anyone willing to jump forward? Avery.
Thank you. I do have one quick question. I'd be willing to play liaison on it. The quick question I have is, once this is voted in, and assuming it's voted in by the CCNSO also, now how far does it have to go? Does it go to all the SOs and ACs? And then would this be applied to changing the ad hoc cross-community working group on internet governance to follow this pattern? Or would that be considered as pre-existing and not apply?
I think John got in slightly ahead, so John, then Mikey.
John Barad. Avery, the intention here is to rectify a wrong, which is the proliferation of cross-community working groups without a methodology. As we heard from Olivier on Friday, methodology is mandatory for cross-community working groups. As we heard at an earlier panel today, the formation, the work, and the output of all cross-community working groups could benefit from such a methodology. Whether it is retroactively applied, that is not the intent. The intent of this effort is to ensure that it is prospectively applied. If an existing cross-community working group wanted to adopt some, all of the practices, policies, and procedures, certainly wouldn't object to it. In fact, if we do our job well, they will be they might be interested in doing just that. But this is an attempt to go forward with the development of a plan that would enable us to more quickly organize, more quickly engage, and more effectively deliver an output that would be meaningful for all of the participating SOs and ACs.
Thank you, John. Mikey? Nope, Mikey doesn't believe John has said it. So we have any other comments on this? Now, we have at least now one. Avery, you said you would possibly be the council liaison.
I obviously care a lot about the topic, and I've made a real pain in the whatever of myself with the ad hoc cross-community working group because I do care. So it is something that I'm willing to do, but no means slighted if someone else does it instead.
But having at least one volunteer, then we are not going to be left wanting on Wednesday, so we can leave the final decision until then. Are there any other further comments on the cross-community working group, cross-community working group? I just wanted to say that again. Yeah. Right. Zed, we move on to the last of our four motions, motion of approval of the Charter of the GAC GNSO Consultation Group on GAC Early Engagement in GNSO Policy Development Processes. Moved by Mikey O'Connor, seconded by Emma. And again, we are lacking a council liaison name next to this one, but otherwise I'm expecting this to be uncontroversial, and unless anyone, again, if anyone plans to vote against it, please let us know very soon. But I'm expecting it to be pretty straightforward. Do we have any comments on this one and or volunteers to liaison? Mikey.
I'm the drafter of this one, and I have a favor to ask of Marika. Can we get the links to the charter and the wiki in there? You know, it's just it'd just be nice for people as they're following along to be able to actually dive into the charter. That'd be fantastic. I'd also highlighted the liaison one. I would cheerfully step forward, but like Avery, if others want to step forward, that too. And then I think the one thing that we probably want to let you know is that we're doing this in collaboration with the GAC, and if there's a remote possibility that it may make sense for me to pull this motion just to keep the timing stepping along together. So I'll just let you know that. It's mostly to say if I pull it, it's not a real big deal. It's just keeping things in sync.
Yep, thank you. And
can I get in with you?
Yep.
It's Brett Fawcett. I would be interested in working with Mikey. I don't know that we need to have just one person, but I'd be interested in working as one of the liaisons to this consultation group also.
Thank you. Yep, and Klaus also.
Right, so same here.
Yeah, so many people willing. Because we'll be discussing this group further in the GAC GNSO session, and there is also, as Jonathan mentioned, an informal get-together of that group this evening. Mikey.
I've got a quick question for Jonathan. I'm going to give him a little bit of a heads up here. What's the status of the membership of that group? Are we at a stage where we can add new members? I mean, this group's been running for a while, and I just want to check. And Jonathan is the GNSO co-chair of that group. What's your sense in terms of introducing new members a la Brett now? Any thoughts on that? This is the motion to affirm the charter for the GAC GNSO.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at, that's why I was shaking my head. I saw that the motion three on the screen in front of me is the agreement for charter for a cross-community working group. I'm sorry, that's why it wasn't correlating with what you were saying. That's a good question. I'm not expecting that we do add more members. I mean, we've got a bit of momentum behind us, and I haven't seen or had suggestion of a need for new members. One of the sort of interesting dynamics there, I suppose, is that we nominally set it up with a kind of 50-50 split between GAC and GNSO Council participation. So it's set up, it's running. You know, my sense is that it's sort of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I haven't got any indication there's a problem or a need for more, but, you know,
this is Mikey again for the transcript. Let me just clarify that this charter is unusual in that normally we bring charters to the council before we launch the working group. In this particular case, we launched the working group and wrote a charter as our first deliverable. And so this working group's actually been running for...
It's not a
It's not a working group. Consultation.
Yeah, it's a consultative group, not a working group.
And so this isn't the usual sequence of events, and that's part of the reason I sort of wanted to circle back to my chair.
That's a really good point, Mikey. I mean, it is not a working group, and specifically is not a working group. And in many ways, it's an unusual beast, and we kind of cobbled together, you know, it's a set of processes that have some deference to the way in which we work in working groups, but we've sort of molded it as we go along because there is no precedent for working with the GAC. The GAC has completely different working methods to the GNSO, and so I don't like the use of the word ad hoc. It sounds like we haven't given it a lot of thought. We have, and we've tried to get it right, but it doesn't conform to a preset and currently understood structure. That said, we seem to be managing okay within the framework that we're working within. So,
well then I'm confused. Just to clarify, we had a motion here that had a blank in it that needed people's names to go in it, and I offered my name and Klaus offered his name to go in the blank. But do we already have names in here? Is there really not a blank? Do we have? Is there only an identified subset of people who can be plugged in here?
The blanks are for liaison. Yeah, I mean, I think it's been formulated with a blank. But my expectation is that one or more of the existing members should act as a liaison. That's the way I would have seen it, but if somebody sees that differently, it's just that we haven't confirmed. And in fact, reasonably, it could just as currently and in effect, I think I, as chair, have been acting as liaison. So that.
Yeah. Well, then maybe we ought to just put your name in here.
Thanks.
Yeah, I guess that question of whether or not it would be desirable to add people to that group at this stage can be settled by Wednesday, so we'll have some clarity on that. Amma.
Yeah, thanks, David. I was just going to suggest the same because we haven't really discussed adding new members to this consultative group with our GAC counterparts either. And we would need to get their input, and because this is a consultative group, it's not a typical GNSO working group, the working group guidelines don't apply in terms of membership, and the charter that we are voting to approve here doesn't include any specifications on membership either. So perhaps we should postpone any decisions or discussions on adding members until we have this discussion with the GAC.
For the record and for the avoidance of doubt, I'm more than willing to act as the liaison, so provided there are no objections or concerns about that, I will do so and put myself forward to do so.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any further discussion on this one, or can we move on to our last motion? The last motion, motion 5, motion to close the joint IDN working group and next steps for certain IDN-related issues. Moved by Jonathan Robinson, seconded by Volker Greimer. So this is the motion to close the JIG. It having delivered its final report some time ago. And launch a project to facilitate universal acceptance and so on. This one, we don't need any liaisons or anything like that. It's complete as it stands. Avery.
As a group that was open, just as I was leaving the GNSO last time, I think closing it and actually doing that is a really fine idea. It was a good group and it did good stuff, but I definitely think it's time, so I think it's wonderful.
Mikey?
I'm not sure that this is the right spot for it, but... Ching gone? Rats. When Ching was introducing this, we talked a little bit about having Edmund serve as a liaison to several kinds of groups. I'm not sure that it's appropriate to tack it on to this motion, but I wanted to keep it in the queue. So I'm sort of hoping Ching will come back. Oh, Marika's there.
Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. From staff side, we're actually checking internally to see exactly what the status of the panels is if it even is appropriate or possible to do so. So we hope to come back to you, because I think this was put to the wrap-up discussion. So we hope by that time to be able to provide you some feedback on, at least from staff perspective, on where that project stands or how that could happen or should happen, or indeed is it appropriate at this stage to be able to provide that feedback to the council so you can then actually discuss what the next steps would be. That's our proposal.
Mary?
Right, and adding on to that, because the jig was formed and identified three issues, and that specific issue was just one of the three. In fact, one specific output of one issue of the three, that may be something to bear in mind. And we did work on this motion with our counterparts in the CCNSO as well.
Mikey?
The reason I'm bringing this up now is because we have an amendable motion on the table. And so one opportunity would be to amend this motion, but it would have to be based on the work that you all are doing right now. Do you have a sense as to whether that's going to be doable between now and the meeting?
This is Marika. I think it may require some more discussion, because indeed we may come back and say, yes, it's possible, but I think for the council it would then be a good idea to actually discuss, okay, what would be the mandate for this person? What do we actually expect this person to do? How will that work? So I'm not really sure if we can do that quickly. And again, this depends as well on the feedback we get, because there's feedback maybe as well like, well, these are our panels with a very specific focus and require very specific technical skills, so it wouldn't be appropriate at this stage to have a policy liaison. But however, these are the next steps, and this is where council feedback or input would be appropriate. So I think it may be rushed if we try to squeeze it in here, because I think it does require some further discussion, not only from our side to get clear on what is possible, but probably also from the council on what such a role would actually entail and what the mandate would be for such a function.
Okay, so I guess moving forward, we're unlikely, it seems unlikely to have an amendment on that decided. So we'll probably, that one will just go through uncontroversially, I guess. And that brings us to the end of discussion of all the motions for Wednesday. I guess it's time to close this session and go to lunch.
So we can stop the recording now, and just to remind everyone.
Sorry.